This is the President's Club, brought to you by S.O.S. Towing and Scrapyard and Cary St. James Street Eatery. Recently, we had a chance to speak with Ross Gow and Mary Mercado, co-chairs of the Rotary Club of Norfolk Sunrise. Here's a chat that we had with them about their journey to the top of their clubs and why they love doing what they do.
Let's go. I'm going to go to order here. I want to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you, Ross. Can you talk to me about what led you into the Rotary Club to begin with?
Okay, well, Rotary is a service club that invites people to come and contribute back to community, and that's really what led me there, as well as the opportunity to build a network. And I joined over 25 years ago, so I've been kicking around quite a while.
And for you?
I joined 8 years ago, right after my retirement, just because I wanted to be productive and give back to the community, because we moved here as a young couple with two small children and build a great life, and it was really on me now to give back to the community.
Is there anything that stands out for you? 22 years, obviously. Are there any special moments that stand out to you over those 22 years that you're like, you know, I was really proud to be a part of blank?
Probably the memory that I have, one that I was very actively involved with, is developing the Norfolk Sunrise Trail that runs through Simcoe, and it connects the Lynn Valley Trail to the Waterford Heritage Trail. And for many, many years, it was a bit of a wilderness, that trail through Simcoe, and it was a disconnect for the Trans-Canada Trail. So I was very proud, and our Rotary Club was very proud to take the lead role in developing that trail, and I'm still proud to see how well that trail is used and appreciated by community.
And for yourself, is there anything that really stands out for you?
The amount of fundraising that we do, and most of that funding stays in our community, so we're able to help in smaller ways, making little impacts here and there. For example, we help the hospital, we donate to the hospital, the new hospice. We do service programs like coats for kids, collect literally, I think this year was 1,500 coats for the families. And, you know, it was a lot of needy people. It was a great service project to be involved in.
And when you're talking there, one of the things that really stood out to me is like the coats and like doing that kind of stuff here. I feel like as the years go on, I feel like almost like the need for these kind of service clubs grows. Like there's more people who need assistance. Has that been something that you guys have seen? Like there's been more ways that you guys can help as the years have gone on?
Well, I'm sure you're right that there's a trend. As governments have found that they aren't able to contribute as much, then community members have to pick up that slack in order that the people in our community will achieve the needs that they have, the very basic needs for food and security. And so there's no doubt in my mind that service clubs are more important today than they've ever been.
If someone is listening to this, I guess, why would you encourage them or nudge them to join either like the Rotary Club or any service club? Like what would be your pitch to reason why they should take some time and help out like this?
I found this club to be, when I joined, I really didn't know much about Rotary other than, you know, maybe student exchange programs. Otherwise, I didn't know anything about Rotary. But once I was invited to attend the meeting, I was astounded at this amazing, energetic, vital group of people that was so busy and so engaged and so committed, and it was just fun to be with.